very enjoyable, I have to say. You know, I think the results obviously helped a great deal, and I think the way the fans supported and backed us all the way through, you know, means a great deal to us. But more importantly, you know, we've got a point on the board, you know, which straight away, which is important. But it was great to be back. Yeah, fantastic.
And a great atmosphere as well, local derby.
It was a great atmosphere. Absolutely right. Yeah, you know, you're always going to get the fans giving banter to each other. But I think our fans gave as much as anything, you know, and they were completely outnumbered, as you well know. But they didn't have to give us some great support.
Did you learn much from the team in your first game in charge?
I learned a great deal. Yeah, of course I did. Yeah, I mean that's really where you get all your testing is from there. You know, on the match situations and. They've put in a fantastic shift, you know, for the club. I think they knew how difficult the match was going to be, you know, prior to the game, and it was they weren't let down in that respect. But they responded very well to it, you know, to the challenge in front of them against a very good lead side, and you can understand why they're in a position where they are. They've got some top quality in the certain areas of the team, but we negated a lot of that, which was terrific. You know, the likes of McCormack and Austin. You know, the potential match winners, but I thought we kept them fairly quiet most of the game.
Do you feel kind of heartened the fact that, you know, the kind of battle you're in after seeing that performance? It kind of instills a bit of confidence in what you're trying to do with the guys.
Well, it does. I mean, like, you know, let's be quite honest. You know, we're in a position, you know, where we expect that. You know, being the bottom of the league, you're going to have those characteristics in abundance. You know, if you're going to help yourself to get away from the bottom of the table, but they've shown already that they have got it in them. They've got the fight in them, which is half the battle in one respect. So, you know, that's a terrific, you know, characteristic to have at this stage. And like I say, with the quality they've got in the squad as well, you know, let's hope we can turn those good performances into wins.
Just generally, nearly a full week back at Oakwell. How's it been so far?
A week in football's a long time, as you say, isn't it? Yeah. It's been great. You know, listen, everybody's been fantastic with us, you know, but... For all the pats on the back you get and welcoming and this, that and the other, there's still a big job to be done. And, you know, the sooner we get on with that, the better. You know, it's underway now, and let's hope the process is on its way to a conclusion that we all want.
What about team news for the Boxing Day then? Because obviously you picked up a couple of suspensions the weekend.
Yeah, we did, yeah, which is unfortunate. So, you know, obviously with Marcus Tugge, he's not available to us, and obviously his loan spell finishes within that period as well, so we'll have to make a big decision on that one. And also Jacob Millis, you know, he picks up his fifth booking, I believe, you know, so we'll be without his services if it's not difficult enough. You know, it adds a couple more problems. But as I said, you know, the application the lads have put in, and as I said, you know, on numerous occasions, it's not the 11 that starts, it's going to be the catalyst of us getting away from it. It's going to be the full squad, and straight away, you know, we're going to have to call on a couple of more players straight away.
Mm. Any injuries from the weekend?
No, we're okay. I think we're okay at the moment in time. It looks like we've just got, you know, Bobby Hassel and Lou Knight-Anger. You know, they were both suffering from cramp, believe it or not, which is understandable, not playing any games so far, but they look like they've come through it okay, and they've no after effects.
With this busy Christmas period, is it a case of trying to manage you know, the players and just see who's fit day by day?
It is, yeah. I mean, it is about managing them, you know, but we still have to do a lot of work in terms of, you know, what we'd like them to change, particularly in their approach to the games, you know, so that's more time on the training ground more than anything. So, you know, we'll perhaps spend a bit more time on the training ground than you would like, you know, simply because you're getting a message over to them and get some work with them. But generally, yeah, it's about managing the players at this stage, you know, and they're managing themselves. You know, when they leave here, they have to be understanding that, you know, away from the football club doesn't mean to say that they can enjoy the festivities like everybody else. You know, they have to be very careful with their mind on the games that are coming up.
Does it help that you've got two home games? It cuts down on the travelling and sort of preparation time.
Very fortunate, yeah. You know, and it's nice as well from my point of view, a good home game, you know, to follow a very good performance at Leeds, like I say. And I think it buoyed everybody, you know, and hopefully, you know, by the time Saturday comes along, we'll have a bumper crowd and a very vociferous one that's going to get behind us.
Because the Boxing Day game is a traditional game, isn't it? Mm. Are you hoping for a full house then?
Well, as many as we can get in, yeah, of course I am, yeah. You know, and we know the Derby game as well, which will bring hell of a lot because of the concessions they've got, you know, so that'll bring 5,000 or 6,000 extra ones into the stadium, which will make a cracking atmosphere. But more than anything, you know, it's about ourselves, you know, and how we can put on performance to buoy the fans.
What do you make of Bolton then? Because, you know, the early season pundits would have tipped them to be up their promotion contenders.
Well, they will be disappointed, I'm sure, you know, where they are at this moment. I think everybody thought they would be charging up the table and challenging at this stage, but they're not. You know, we can't really look in the reasons as to why or what's happening with them, but we know that, you know, if we can win on Saturday, you know, we can claw a few points back towards them, you know, and be in touching distance of them. So that's a big incentive, really. You know, I'm sure that Dougie will be thinking of exactly the same thing, but he's in terms of the playoffs from his point of view, getting a win. But we know that if we can get a good win against them, it'll be a great boost in confidence, that's for sure. And leading on to, like I said, a cracking game against Derby.
Yeah, how important is it to get a good run and keep momentum going over this Christmas period?
Well, it's important in all different areas, as you well know. You know, not only the position in the league. I think that if we could win on Saturday, there's a good chance that we'll move a place at least up. You know, I'd like to think. If not, we'll certainly drag teams a lot closer to us. You know, so there's that. There's a home. You know, being at home as well, you always want to put points on the board at home. You know, to have strong home form, and non least, you know, the fans. You know, you want to give them something to shout about. And I hope on Saturday all three will be confirmed.
And then you mentioned that the game against Derby, probably the form team in the Championship at the moment.
They're flying, aren't they? You know, they're having a great run. And Steve McLaren's, he's very highly respected in the game, and non-least by me as well. You know, I know Steve very, very well. And it's no surprise that he's got Derby, you know, playing like they have. You know, he's taking things over there, and he's put his own stamp on things. And like I said, they just got that momentum that every manager wants a team to have, and they're in the middle of it at the moment. But they always say, you know, your next game is one nearer to your first defeat, so let's hope it's us.
I'm going to say you don't feel daunted by Derby coming to town then.
I don't feel daunted by anybody coming, no, because I've seen enough in this division to suggest that, you know, there's a lot of teams that are very, very close to each other, you know, irrespective of the points. So that doesn't worry me whatsoever. You know, they've got one of the teams that's in form and near the top of the table. I think, if anything, it might inspire us a bit more.
Of course, yeah, because new manager syndrome as well, so you take heart from what Steve's done there.
Absolutely, yeah, of course you do. You know, he's got some very good players there, don't forget. You know, they're not, it's not just about those managers. You know, you need the players to influence the games, and he's got some cracking players there. But likewise, you know, we've got some match winners in our team as well, you know, come the Derby game, I'm sure it'll be great entertainment.
Yeah, a couple of their players. I know Will Hughes has attracted a lot of attention, but are there any players that you kind of think, you know, they're kind of quality players in their side?
Well, listen, you can go from back to front, really. They've got a hell of a squad there, you know, and I'd be very surprised if, you know, even without this run, I was said before they'd be challenging for the playoffs. Now they look like they've got a great chance for going for automatic, you know, and with that, you know, goes quality players that's in the side. So, you know, he's changed it round quite a bit at times, and he's put one or two young lads in the team as well, which is always encouraging for any football club, you know, the youngsters that go and play. So you know, it'd be unfortunate from me to just to name one or two players. They have got an abundance of talent there.
Just going back to some of the players, obviously you mentioned Marcus Tugge earlier. Are you looking to extend his deal? What's the situation there?
Well, at this moment in time, I wouldn't like to say, because we just have to sit down and talk to the clubs and see exactly where we are and what we need to bring in. We're in the process of that at the moment, and where we can strengthen, if we can strengthen, and see what happens. And I'm sure within that process, like any other industry, you know, and club, you might have to let one or two go to bring people in. So we're in the process of discussing that at the moment.
So I know Jack Butland's another one, isn't he? He goes back to Stoke as well.
Yes, he does. And again, like I said, we're in the process really of hoping that Jack will be able to stay with us. But that really, you know, this. It's up in the air at the moment.
What about with Luke Steele? What's the situation there? Is he ready yet?
He's not ready quite yet, no. But we're hoping that by the time, you know, that Jack's loan is up, that we do have him for cover, you know, on the for the next game on the 29th, I think it is. So let's hope he's fit and ready to go. But he needs to get back in training. He hasn't been training with the boys as yet. He's not trained for a little while, so it's important that, you know, we assess him and look at him and make sure that he's fully fit to come in. You know, otherwise, we will have to have a look round again.
I mean, have you kind of identified a couple, you know, like in terms of what you want to do in January already?
Well, we have, yeah. You know, but it's about availability. As every manager who sits here will talk about the same thing. You know, at this moment in time, there's feelers gone out there, and there's positives come back to a certain degree, but they're never 100% until, you know, January the 1st. And you know, I've seen many times before things change. We changed on Saturday with a three-match suspension with Marcus. So, you know, possible targets might be put to one side to replace him. You know, so it chops and changes all the time. So at this stage, we have got an idea of where we'd like to bring in and help us out. I'm hoping it doesn't change, but you never know.